PFT Media.
Hi, this is Mark Baratelli, editor of The Daily City. Welcome to The Daily City Podcast. When visitors to the popular local-loving Orlando food hub East End Market in Audubon Park can't find parking, they may drive behind the building into a residential neighborhood to park. The streets have plenty of on-street parking. However, they're immediately met with multiple yard signs telling them parking is not allowed on these streets. The signs vary from one that resembles an actual city sign with the black P and the red circle and line struck through it, to ones that say, in all caps, East End customers, please respect our neighbors, no parking on residential streets. Are these residents correct? No. Communications director for the city of Winter Park told the Daily City, quote, "Yes, the city allows on-street parking there. All of the signs are misleading
and wrong."
Over 12 million total passengers came through Orlando International Airport in the first quarter of 2018. Thanks in part to 309,000 additional seats coming into Orlando International Airport in March, the first quarter of 2018 is another one for the record books. Domestic passenger traffic is up almost 7%, while international traffic has climbed approximately 13.5% over the same time last year, bringing the total number of travelers on a 12-month rolling total to nearly 45.5 million. The Complete Streets program is coming to Longwood. The Florida Department of Transportation announced they intend to start construction on the Ronald Reagan Complete Streets project in May. The Ronald Reagan Complete Streets project will reduce median and lane widths to shorten the crossing distance at Church Avenue and Ronald Reagan Boulevard, add buffered bike lanes, and add more than 40 on-street parking spaces to support the local businesses. The contractor has already been selected. The popular Mills 50 late-night fusion taco palace Taco China has opened up a new Paramore location across the street from the Orlando City Soccer Stadium, inside the Stonewall Bar at 741 West Church Street. The second-floor patio area looks right onto the stadium. According to the Foxtail Coffee website, the popular locally-based coffee chain is opening a new location in the former Rhino Subs building at 805 Lee Road. Renovations have already begun, and no opening date has been announced. Mills Park, the 14.5-acre shopping development at the corner of Virginia and Mills in the Mills 50 district, has an empty 2.55-acre site available for sale. It's entitled for 177,000 square feet of hotel or office space. We told you a few weeks ago that the popular Latin restaurant Agave Azul, with a location at the corner of Kirkman and Conroy near Universal, is opening a location in Winter Park that's currently under construction. Well, the company has ambitiously announced a third location in Windermere. The address has not been released, nor has an opening date. After 10 years of selling their gelato in more than 800 public stores, Gelato Fiasco is opening its first brick-and-mortar dessert shop in the Soto District in Soto Shopping Center at 25 West Crystal Lake Street. That area south of downtown is booming with the Lucky's Market development, the just-opened Fresh Kitchen, and a Panera Bread taking over the old West Coast Wings building. A caviar-serving restaurant has opened in Mills 50. It's called Bites and Bubbles and is located in the former Brooklyn Coffee building owned by the owner of Funky Monkey Wine Bar that recently closed on iDrive. And finally, a dragon caught fire in Disney World. The parade prop was seen in several videos and photos online, with its head engulfed in flames being doused with a fire retardant. Guests were not evacuated. Several guests have said online that the spectacle was the best thing they'd seen all day. Myra Schlapter said, quote, "Now that's a parade." And we couldn't agree more. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I encourage you to keep up with your ever-changing city every day by visiting Orlando's original hyperlocal news site, thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.